Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Charles Harris. He is from Kansas City. He went to Lincoln Prep. He also went to the University of Missouri and was drafted in the first round by the Miami Dolphins. He and a group of professional athletes have put together what is called the Winner's Circle, where they're doing some great things in the community. I'll let him explain what that is.
Yeah, Winner's Circle is an organization, nonprofit organization that we started a couple years ago. Really looking to empower the community through business, through networking, also through the realm of sports. Just a group of guys, myself, Ishmael Wainwright, Dorian Giles, we all kind of got together and just began this this venture, to really give back to the community in areas in which we may not have been as fortunate.
Right now we're talking to Charles Harris on the show. Charles, how have you seen this grow over the years? This is your third year doing this. How have you seen growth in this project?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Like, it really is. Year over year, we're seeing, we're getting more feedback. That's the biggest thing, get more feedback from participants. So growth-wise, our business, I think that's the business development side is really, really impactful. I remember year one, we was kind of going over the basics of, like, when you have an idea how to start an LLC, just kind of the basics. And then year two, I brought in some more, like, VC, venture capitalists, who kind of talked about that realm of area. And then this year, we have even more discussions. It's kind of furthering people in regards to business development. So that's one area. Obviously our camps, our supporters in terms of the children who come out, they'll have a great time. We see their skills develop year over year when they return. And obviously, like a field day, for example, we just see more participants in terms of the Kansas City community who come out, have a great time with us. And, people are just enjoying it. They really are enjoying it. Every year, I think people in the city really look forward to it. Different sponsors and donors, they look forward to it as well. So this is giving an opportunity for the city to come together for a great reason, for a great cause.
You guys are having a celebrity basketball tournament. Are you going to get out and play? Are you going to hoop in this thing?
It's funny, last night, we had our draft, and it's funny because I was speaking to Ishmael Wainwright about it. He was like, man, we should hop in there, and I was like, my knees don't work vertically like that. I'm more horizontal, horizontal playing. I say, you still jumping and ducking and all that stuff. I still duck. So I was like, hey, I'm more so on a lateral plane and horizontal plane than vertical. So you won't see me out there in action, but, Ishmael, he's a basketball junkie, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him out there,
Right now, we're talking to Charles Harris for a few more minutes here. He is part of something really cool that they are doing in the community. He went to Lincoln, went to Mizzou, and also made it to the National Football League. Charles, you recently turned 30 years old. I remember when I turned 30, I didn't think it was that big of a deal until it actually hit me. Then you have all these moments like, man, you used to have all of these thoughts and feelings. What was turning 30 for you like now as you're kind of getting to that second half of your career?
Yeah, no, without a doubt. That's a great question. Preemptively going into your 30s, it is a lot of thoughts, like, hey, man, it's been a whole decade, since your 20s and you're post-college and you're kind of, well into your career or whatever they may be. I really do think since turning 30, I've really been more so on his legacy play in regards to, like, how I want to be remembered. I think that's something that a lot of people probably hit in their 50s and 60s, but it started hitting me more now, in my 30s, kind of having, a well career in regards to football and now kind of transitioning into other aspects of life. So the smaller things, the quality time with my family, being able to celebrate birthdays and holidays with individuals that I haven't done for the last, 12, 13 years, because being occupied with football. But it's just the smaller things, those moments, are really starting to, I'm starting to, like, capture more. I think for me it's more so legacy, how do I want to be remembered, what do I want to establish, and for what reason. And that's why Winner's Circle is one of those ventures where myself, Ishmael, Dorian Giles, we kind of got together and was like, hey, man, let's bring this, let's do this for the city, and it's interesting because even this year, we had an adjustment from last year. At first it was like Charles Harris Football Camp. It was kind of like Ishmael Wainwright Basketball Camp. And they're like, yo, we're going to make this Winner's Circle basketball, Winner's Circle football, because we want all the athletes. We want everyone from Kansas City to come out, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, come on over and let's just do it together. You know, why not? It's power in numbers. It's power in networking. It's power in using our platform together. So that's what Winningstreak was about.
Reading a little bit more about your career, you started off boxing as a kid. Do you ever think what would have happened if you had stuck with it and you would try boxing professionally?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because when I was a kid, I had so many different endeavors, like ambitions. I remember I stayed, you know, in the city, so we had this Aviation Technical Institute, and they used to come on TV all the time, and we used to drive past it every time. It was like by the railroad tracks. I remember I used to drive by it all the time. I was like, man, it'd be cool to work on engines. And then I was like, man, it'd be cool to be pilot. And I was like, man, it'd be cool to be boxer. You know, it'd be cool to be an astronaut. You know, there's so many different, like, things that you watch on TV or just, like, small influences and where I kind of, like, looked into those different careers. But, yeah, I mean, I always look at different, you know, paths, especially when I meet someone who's, like, a pilot or, you know, a boxer. It's like, man, like, what would that have been like? But nonetheless, you know, I'm grateful for where I am today. And, you know, the great thing about, you know, where I am, you know, in this moment of life is I have a whole nother, you know, X amount of years to live life and to fulfill dreams, you know, and to cherish moments that I may not have been as lucky to cherish before.
Growing up, who was your favorite boxer? Because, like, you and I, you're a little bit younger than me, but, you know, we kind of come from that Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao era. Who was your favorite boxer growing up?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I mean, really, so I wasn't too into, like, the video and, like, film of boxing, but obviously Floyd, you know, like, Floyd was without a doubt, you know, one of my favorite boxers, you know, just the flashiness, you know, just everything about him, you know, so I would definitely say that Floyd for sure. And when that whole Pacquiao matchup came around, you know, that was a great one as well. So, yeah, definitely Floyd.
How hard was it? Obviously, you're excited. You were a part of a team that won a championship, but it also had to happen against your hometown team in the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure there had to be some feelings of confliction, maybe even in your own family. You know, they grow up Chiefs fans, they live in the city, and you guys are going up against them. What was it like being on the Eagles but going up against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, yeah, like you said, it was definitely some it was just some good laughs, you know. It was never like a, you know, a real conflict, but, you know, I told my family, I told my friends, I'm like, yo, I have no shame. You can do it either way. You can wear the Chiefs jersey up under the jacket, under the Philly jacket or the Philly coat, or you can do it the other way around. You know, the Philly shirt up under the, you know, the Chiefs jacket. I say, it's up to you. It don't matter to me, you know, or just have a little rubber band or something, you know, a little band that says Philly, but. Yeah, no, it's always been like that. Like, you know, my entire career, no matter where I played at, you know, Miami, Atlanta, Detroit, Philly, like, you know, my family and friends, they've always supported me. And without a doubt, like, I wouldn't have reached this milestone without them. So they know, you know, even going into retirement, like, post-career, you know, I have no doubt, you know, I have no problem sitting there and, you know, being a Chief head and sitting right there cheering with them or cheering for them. So, yeah, it's always going to be love with amongst my family and friends when it comes to that, you know, convergence of teams.
Charles, I don't think a lot of people know this, but as a player who was on the practice squad, what are your responsibilities throughout the week? Like, as you're trying to get ready and you're trying to help your team get ready for the Super Bowl, what are the responsibilities of you on Super Bowl week?
Yeah, without a doubt. So this is a very unique position for myself on my entire career. You know, I've never been at, you know, that particular position. Without a doubt, you know, it's an honor regardless, you know, regardless of the title or, you know, abbreviation of being active, being practice squad, you know, to be in the NFL in of itself is an amazing thing. So that's first and foremost. And in regards to being on practice squad, like, you know, best of me being a veteran, even when I got to Philly, you know, I sat down with Howie, you know, our GM, and he was kind of like, look, man, I need your experience. You know, I need your insight on these teams, you know, in regards to, like, being in your room. At that time, Brandon Graham was, you know, big shout-out to Brandon Graham. Like, BG is an absolute amazing mentor and just a great, incredible human being overall. But even at that time, he was kind of already down. And he was like, look, man, I need your help in terms of rallying these guys and making sure they play, you know, all-out effort, make sure they know their opponents. And so it was really fun almost being a coach, you know, like, within the room, which I've kind of always been, I say, post year five. But really in my higher career, being in that level, having that much pressure in regards to we know what's on the line, going to the playoffs, you know, going to divisions, and then finally getting Super Bowl, it was really amazing to be in that position where it's like, man, I'm not physically out there with you all, but be able to sit back and watch the game like a coach and be able to, you know, tell guys certain things I see as they come off the field. It really did give me that experience, you know, of like possibly wanting to coach one day. So, I'm you know, and all throughout my career, I had different coaches who coached me and was like, dude, you need to coach. Or like even players who were like, dude, you need to coach. And even family and friends who mentioned the same thing. And I'm not one to shut down any avenue. So, you know, you never know. I might look forward to be on the other side. So, yeah, no, it was a great summer. But in regards to addressing your question, but yeah, you know, being on that in that position on that level of team is really giving a great look for the opponent. You know, how do I emulate these guys who are great rushers for the Chiefs? You know, how do I, you know, tell them certain tips and tricks that I know about these guys? I've either trained with them or I've been in their presence, or we kind of train with the same coaches of some sort. So I kind of know them how my opponent know them as well. So yeah, in regards to preparation, it's just like anything else, and it's just like regular. It's literally playing like a regular game. You know, it's just one of the things where it's like, yo, you're just not physically out there. So the preparation is all the same. Active, practice, quiet, inactive, it's all the same.
That was Charles Harris joining us on the show. He went to Lincoln Prep. He also went to the University of Missouri. He was drafted into the National Football League. He is a part of Winner's Circle. It is a group of professional athletes born and raised right here in Kansas City that are giving back to the community. This is their third year of doing this. It's not just about improving sports skills. It's about empowering and providing mentorship and life skill for youth and creating opportunities for small businesses and entrepreneur, and also celebrating pride in where we come from. Charles, man, I'm certainly rooting for you, man, whatever your next endeavor is. And also as you continue your football career, man, I'm pulling for you, man. Really appreciate your time today.
No, thank you for having me on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.